Raya, to Tony Rabba Bar Shmuel, Ubro Sheherichom, a pregnant lady that smelled something, and she has a big desire to eat it, is Machilo Noisa. You're allowed to let her eat it, even though it's Yom Kippur today, at Shatosh of Navsha. Until she feels well again, she loses her desire, she feels okay, she's safe, she's not going to be as close to Hoshes. Or Misha Noshra Kelev Shait, what happened if a wild dog bit you? Is Machilo Noisa Mechotse Kovet Shaloi. You're allowed to let yourself eat from the lobe of the liver of this dog. In other words, that's called a good refuah, and since it's a konas nefashos, you're allowed to do this iser of eating from the dog. If somebody has a sickness in his mouth, is ma'atidu lois sam b'shabbos. You're allowed to let him take medicine on Shabbos. Diva Reb Lezer, Reb Yosi. She'oma mishum Reb Masya ben Chorosh. That says over the name of Reb Masya ben Chorosh. V'chachobah moimun, the chachobah say though, v'zu v'loi b'acheres. No, this one we argue, v'loi b'acheres, not other ones. Bezu ahai, and which one, yes. Which one, in other words, bezu means one of them, I'm asking to you that you could be mechal Shabbos, but not in the other ones. One we agree, one we don't agree. Is ahai, and which one do we agree? Ilema ubro, if you want to tell me the first case where a pregnant lady on Yom Kippur, she's allowed to eat. For the mar pshita, for sure the chomim amoid agree. Ubro miikul aman di yom adaloi, is anybody arguing and say by pregnant lady she can't do it? Elola avasam, elamai, it's talking about that the medicine. Shema mina. That when you have a sickness in your mouth, that's called the sekhonos nefoshes, that even the chum mamoide, in such a case, you are allowed to be mechal Shabbos. Says again, there's a good right to Rabbi Yechanan, that by tzafidni is mutter to take refuah on Shabbos. And she's allowed to eat it. So you can't say we're masking to that case. Nobody argues there. Elolah va sam, elamai is going on sam. Shema mina, that what the sam tak is moide. In other words, we're bringing a right now that by sam, the case we have something wrong in your mouth. There you are allowed to take medicine on Shabbos. So there the Chom Ma'amoyda to Rav Masya. That's why it's good, not Tzvidner also. Tzvidner was also a sickness in the mouth. So anything that gave a sickness in the mouth, there we say you are allowed to take medicine on Shabbos. That's called a good refuah. Rav Ashi Yoma Mastis and Dami Deika. Mishnah is also Raya for this. That V'yoydom Rav Masya ben Chorish. That Achoshis Bepiv Matil Le Sam B'Shabbos. V'loy Polig Rabbonon Olay. Our Mishnah is also masking like that. The Rabbonon only argue in the first case. That he said by Kelev Shoytom. That Rav Masya says you're allowed to eat the liver. That the Chum said no, the liver is not called a good refuah. But the second case of Rav Masya that he said that if you have an ache in your mouth, you're allowed to take medicine. That the Chum don't argue on. So it's mashma Chum amoded to that. So it was good our host Meister before of the Tzafidna. When you have a chayla sickness in your mouth by the gums, also it's called the chayla sheish b'sakonim, that you're allowed to take refuah medicine to cure you. Shema mina. Rav Ashi Yoma Mastis and Nami Deikam. The Mishnah is also right to this. V'yoydom Rav Masi ben Chorish. Hachoshes bepiv mafil lo sam b'shabbos. V'loy polig Rabbonon alei. The Rabbonon don't argue. V'yemisa the polig Rabbonon alei. L'yavinu l'sninu. If Rabbonon did argue, they should have put both together. V'lifleg Rabbonon is safer. So Shema mina. It's a good right. The Rabbonon don't argue on this case. The Rabbonon amoded to this case. A sickness you have in your mouth, that's mutter to take refuah. Right. Then the Mishnah says, Mifnei she sofik nefosh yesu. Misha says, if you have this ache in the mouth, you're allowed to take refu on Shabbos. Why? Mifnei she sofik nefosh yesu. Because it's aschonis nefosh yesu. It's doubtful. True, maybe you live, but there's also a doubt, maybe you die. So even a sofik, even if you're in doubt or not if you die, you're allowed to take a refu. So at the Gemara, lomali sula neymar v'chol sofik nefosh yesu b'chit Shabbos. Then the Mishnah says an extra lashon. After it said, "Mifnei suffer the foshesu," so from that alone I know. Anytime there's a doubt about your life, you're allowed to take refuah. Why does the Mishnah have to say another lashon that you should know? The whole suffering the foshes deiches the Shabbos. What do you have to have the end for? Is Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav loy suffering Shabbos zu bilvad amru? It's not only if you're in doubt if you die the Shabbos. Moshe Mamish Shachelu Masukin. There's a doubt maybe you die the Shabbos. So pshita then you're allowed to take refuah. You could do anything to save yourself. Not only this case, Elo afilu sofik Shabbos acheres. Even if it's a case that this Shabbos for sure you're not going to die. There's no sakon about this Shabbos. If anything, maybe in 8 days from now you'll die. So you have to take now medicine for the next 8 days, and that will cure you. But today for sure you're not a sakonim. Elo afilu sofik Shabbos acheres. It's only doubtful if you'll make it through next Shabbos. And that's the chiddush. Still, you'll have to start taking your medicine right now. Hechidomi, what's the case? They're going to Yomduhu Letim Mayomi. The doctor says you have to take medicine right now for 8 days. And if you don't take it now for 8 days, you're going to die. It's a sakana. So, for Yoyme Kama Shabbat, and the first day is Shabbos, today is Shabbos. So, kids, you have to take today on Shabbos, and the 8th day is next Shabbos. So, you're going to have to be Nechal Shabbos 2 times. So, now, the time I would have thought, Liyakev Adli Yurtum, wait until tomorrow. Don't start taking your medicine today. You're not going to die today anyway. So, maybe wait until tomorrow, even though today you may get a little bit worse, but you're not going to die because of that. So, maybe I would think, wait until tomorrow, till tonight, and first start taking your medicine tonight. So you'll only have to be doicha one Shabbos. Ki heichad lo neichad alei trei Shabbatam. If you first start taking the medicine on Matzoy Shabbos, so you have to take it for 8 days, so you'll only have to be mechalal just one Shabbos. So maybe that's what you should do. Kamash Malon, that's the chiddush of our Mishnah. No. If right now on this Shabbos, you're in a matzev that you're in a sakonas nefoshos, if you don't take care of yourself, you may die. So doctors say you have to take 8 days worth of medicine. That's how you're going to cure yourself. Now if you don't take medicine today, you're going to start to get a little bit worse. So that's the Chiddush. Even though you're not going to die because of that, but since Lamaisa, if you don't take your medicine today, you're going to start to get a little bit worse. And the way you are right now, it is a Sakonas Nefoshes, you're allowed to start taking medicine today. Mashenken, the Lachar is, let's say, Lamaisa, take the medicine today won't make one nafkamina if you wait or not. Lamashli Yama Sakonas, something's wrong with you. And there's a simple cure for it. The doctor says, take this medicine and get cured. Lamaisa, you have to take it today. The doctor says, no. If you wait till tomorrow, nothing will happen to you. You won't decrease at all. Then you have no right to take it on Shabbos. Then you should wait till tomorrow. Because nothing at all will happen to you if you're going to wait until tomorrow. Here we're talking about that on Shabbos now you're feeling pretty bad. And the longer you wait to start taking your medicine, you're going to get worse. True, even though you first take the medicine tomorrow, you'll also pull through. But since today on Shabbos, you're a sakonas nefoshes, and by not taking it right now, you're going to feel a little bit worse. You have a right to take the medicine today. You have a right to be mechal Shabbos for that also. Tanya Nam Yochi, we learn like this also. Mechamen chamen l'chol b'Shabbos. You're allowed to heat up hot water for a chol on Shabbos. Then l'ashkoisai, whether you want him to drink the hot water, that's going to be his refuah. Then l'avroisai, just to wash him down, to be mechazik his evorim, that's also mutter. For loy Shabbos u'bovad, not only because it can help him for this Shabbos, Amru, el l'Shabbos acheres, even for next Shabbos, you're allowed to give it to him. The Yein Oimrim don't say, Namtim loy, let's wait, Shema Yavri, maybe he'll get healed up by himself. No, don't say that. El mecham loy miyad, but rather right now on Shabbos, you have a right to heat up that water. Nefnei she'sofik nefoshois, doiches a Shabbos. For loy sofik Shabbos zu, not only if it's a doubtful if he'll pull through this Shabbos, El afilo sofik Shabbos acheres, even if it's only doubtful if he'll pull through the next Shabbos. In other words, the doctors say for the next 8 days for sure you're going to live. Just if you don't take medicine now, you'll die after 8 days. So you call the Sakonas Nefoshes right now. So in such a case, you have a right to start taking the medicine right now on this Shabbos. Because right now you're called a Sofik Nefoshes. And I wait till tomorrow? No, since by waiting you get a little bit worse, you don't have to get worse. You have a right now to take care of yourself. Now, when you have a chola, somebody that's mamish mesukin, a doubtful if he'll live or not, that you're allowed to give him medicine, not to be mechal Shabbos, don't do the chilul Shabbos. Loyay de nochim. Don't rely on Johnny the guy. Because you can't rely on the guy, maybe he won't do it so fast, so good. Loyay de kusim. Don't go to your kusim. Elay de gdele Yisrael. No, take mamish choshev a yidin. Like they know what it means to save a life of a yid. And they'll go bezriz as fast and save the yid. There is the Kuach Nefesh is Doicha Shabbos, you have a right to save the yid and go do it as fast as possible and as good as possible. Fight them. V'yein Oimrim, though we don't say, Yaseh Dvarim Halolu, that you should be Mechal Shabbos, Loy Al Pinoshim. Not in the case if you have to come on to rely for women. In other words, if it's doubtful if the person is as a Kurdish Nefoshes altogether or not, and just the lady is telling you, yes, he's as a Kurdish Nefoshes, then we don't believe the Noshim. We'll soon see in one case. V'loy Al Pikusim. And not if Kusim tell you the person is a Sakonas Nefoshes. Avo Mitztarfen L'das Acheres. But we could add them on to win out if you have a doubtful, if you have two different opinions. So Rashi says, Al Pi Noshim, in Noshim my Kusim Oimrim, Tzorech, if Anisha says this person is a Sakonas Nefoshes, give him teeth, do medicine. And the person himself that he had before Mitztarfen says, no, I'm okay, I'm not going to die. So we don't listen to the Isha then. She doesn't even make a Sofik. Who are the Nakusi who don't believe? Is a Mechal Napiyim. Just because they said this person is a Sakonas Nefoshes, we don't have a right to be Mechal Shabbos. Avo Mitztarfen L'das Acheres. Kigoin Shnayim Oimrim Tzorech. If you have two doctors like saying, yes, the person needs teeth, he needs a refuah. And three people say, no, he doesn't need to. The Isha, Oikusi, Oimrim, Tzorich. And now you have the Isha, the Kusi, that tells you, yes, listen to him. He has to have food. He is a Sakona. Mitzarfin, Lemevi, Palga, Palga. The Suf and the Fosh Lokal. The man we believe him. And therefore, now obliged three Kenegas, three Sakona Safoshes. Therefore, you have a right to be Mechal Shabbos. But that's only the Chiddush that you can believe them to Mitzarf, to put their opinion with other opinions. But if you're only relying on their opinion doesn't weigh out too much, it doesn't make a suffix. Tana Rabbonin, Mefachin Pikuach Nefesh B'Shabbos. You're allowed to start to think, in other words, to take care of Pikuach Nefesh on Shabbos. Mefachin means I take care of it. Sit down to think. Like if somebody is a Pikuach Nefesh, first go do whatever you have to save him. Don't worry about Chilul Shabbos, go save him. Trash Pikuach means, anything that he needs to take away his mavis, do for him to save him. He has zoris, whoever is fast about it, hareiz meshubach is a good thing. In other words, don't go ask the shayla. If you have a doubt of the person is kones nefesh or not, you don't have to ask a shayla. Run fast to save him. Hakeitzed, what's the case? Raw tinik shenofel yam. You saw a kid fall into a river. Purish Mitsuda, go take the nets first, or Malayu and save him. The Yazaras are raising Meshuvach, and if you do it fast, it's even better off. The Yazarach Lita Rishus Mibezdin, you don't have to ask a Shaila. What should be a Shaila? The Yazagav, the Kotzaidi Kavrin, even though when you're using the nets, you're also catching fish on Shabbos. So maybe you would say, I'm not allowed to use the nets, because I'm also catching fish. Don't ask no questions. You're going to do now to save the kid, Pekuach Nefesh, that's Mutter. Shashav Yazagav, the Tzaidi Kavrin, Imoi. Kol hani yafagav the komochi mishni yisera day. The tony v'yein etzorach lita reshus. Lomel yitoni, that's the chedushim. You don't have to ask reshus, but even though you have a question to ask, don't ask the question, just go and do. What about roa tinik shenofel abor? You saw a tinik, a kid, fall into the ditch. Is oike chuya, go open, rip up the chuya means the rim around the bor. The dirt that's around the rim of the ditch, you can't get in. So you let it dig through the rim. Or malayu and bring the kid up. The hazor is a raise meshuvach. Do as fast as possible. You better off. The answer to the meshuvach. You don't even have to ask the question. Mi bezdin for bezdin. What's the question? Afagav the mesakin darga. Even though when you're taking away the rim of the dirt around the bor, you're fixing. You're making a darga. You're making a nice steps to go down the bor. So you're fixing up your ground. Still a smutter because that's not your kavona. Your kavona is to save the kid. Therefore, you're allowed to do this also. You saw the way a kid got locked up in the room. The door got locked. The kid is locked inside the room. Is Allah Shavra? You let a bus break down the door. Or Matsi will take him out. Because that's also called the Sakonas Nefoshes. The kid gets very frightened. And when he's frightened, he may come to Sakonas Nefoshes, may come to Misan. Therefore, you let a break the door down to save him. The Hazaras are raised in Meshubach. And you do it fast. It's a good Zach. The Chom like it's Meshubach. You don't have to ask. You don't have to ask the question. We bezdin. What should be the question? Even though you have kavanah to break the door down, that you want to use the piece of wood now, still you're allowed to do it, because that's not your main purpose. It's not your kavanah to use the wood. The kavanah is to save the kid. Therefore, it's mutter. Hu adin mechabin. You're allowed to take out fire or masikin. Put pitches to stop the fire from coming into the house. The flame at lake of a Shabbos. From a fire that's on Shabbos. There's a fire in the house on Shabbos. It's a suffix. Maybe you kill somebody. You're allowed to put out the fire. The Hazor is a raise of Meshubach. You do it fast. You run to do it. It's a good thing. The Ensoch Lita Rishus. You don't have to ask Rishus from Bezdin. What should be the question? What should be the half a minute to ask Rishus from Bezdin? The Yafa go off the call. Mechachich, Mechubyam. Even though you want to put out the fire now to use the coals. Like these coals that we use tonight to burn with. Maybe that's your kavona. Kamashmalan, no, you're allowed to do it. Otsrich, I need all these chedushim here. Diyashmin and yam, if I just know the case that the tinnik falls into the river, mishum de'avi hochi v'yochi, ozole. Because if you're going to go and ask the question from Bezdin, by the time you come back, the kid's not going to be there anymore. So, treat to there, let it go, jump in and save the kid. Let it take a net. That even though by using the net, you're also going to catch fish, still go ahead and do it fast. Avo bor. Mashenkin, when the kids fell into a ditch, the koyosev, the kid is there. He's not going to get lost. It's only that he's nervous. He's very shooken up there. So Taima, maybe loitzricha. Maybe you should ask the shalom from Bezdin first if you're allowed to do it or not. Make sure 100% is mutar pi halacha. Tzricha, know that you're allowed to do it. V'yashmina bar, if I don't hear by a bar when the kid's in the ditch, mishum the kol mavis.
The kid is very afraid to be in the ditch by himself. He's very scared there.
So Mela, since he's in the ditch, is mavis, he's very afraid. So Mela, we have to, it's of course the fascist. Avo nina lo delis. Mashenka, the kid just got locked up in the door. Evsha di yosef by gisa. What's wrong? The kid is locked up in the room. So what you should do now is stand patiently outside the door and talk to the kid. Or mishabish lei, biam guze, and like crack nuts. In other words, like make noises to him. And maybe you'll calm down until eventually you can ask a shayla what to do. Tzricha, still not kamashma, no. That you're allowed to right away go and break down the door to save the kid. Because it's called tzchonos nefoshes. The kid is locked up alone in the room, he'll get nervous there because he can't tell what to do. It's called tzchonos nefoshes. Right. All right. We'll stop here. You're holding off paid dollar on my base. The bottom of two dots. You paid dollar on my base. Mishnah says also, Mechavin umasikin. If there's a fire in the house on Shabbos, so the Pekuach Nefesh, you're allowed to put out the fire. Mechavin put it out, umasikin, you're allowed to put the mechitza there, put a row of pots that has water inside it, and when the fire gets, they'll burst and go out. So tomorrow, lomali, like what's the chiddush? Chita. Or some have the girsa right away that Omri Abelezer lenitzcho ela lechotz acheres. So Mora says the afilu lechotz acheres. The chiddush is even though the fire is not in your chotz yet, the fire is in your neighbor's house. Still, since you're afraid maybe the fire will come into your house and kill somebody, you're allowed to go to the neighbor's house and put out the fire. Even though in your neighbor in the chotz there nobody's there, it's only the sakon and maybe coming to your house. Still, you're allowed to stop the fire. Omer Rabbi Yosef, Omer Rabbi Yehuda, Omer Shmuel. Loi holchu b'pikuach nefesh achra roiv. A shayla about pikuach nefesh, can you save somebody to be doiche Shabbos, to save a nefesh, you don't go after roiv. Even though kol tarkula, we go boss a roiv, holchum achra roiv, by pikuach nefesh, we go lakula, and you're allowed to save the person. So Moses says, hechi domi, what's the case talking about? Inaim, if you want to tell me, diiko tisha Yisrael, there are 9 Jews there, v'kusi yechad benayim, and there's 1 guy there. So, for the Gemara, Ruba Yisroninu, in such a case, treat you allowed to save the person. In other words, the case is, let's say the wall fell on top of 1 person. So you want to go save the person now on Shabbos. You have to dig up the wall. So, you don't know who it fell on. So for the Gemara, treat you allowed to save the person. You have 9 Jews there. So Rova Yisraelim. So what are you telling me, Chiddush? You don't go ask the Rav, like Lekulon, treat you in this case, it's Mutter. Eli, you want to tell me, Palga Palga. Let's say you have a case that there are 5 goyim there, and 5 Jews, and a wall fell on top of 1 of them. You don't know if that person's a Jew or a goy, so you're allowed to save him. Fred Gemara also pshita. Sofik nefashas lahokil. If it's half and half, so it's a good sofik, a good doubt if he's a Jew or not. So pshita, you're allowed to save him on Shabbos. So Gemara says, Elo diiko tisha kusim. The chiddush is like this. Even in the case we have mamish 9 goyim there, the Yisrael echad, and there's only 1 Jew there, and the wall falls on 1 of them, we don't know on who, still you're allowed to be Mechal Shabbos to save the person. Of course you could do that. The klal is you're stationary, you're there, kavua. And the klal is, that's Gzeirat HaKosev. Whenever you have a kvius, that means that things are stationary, staying still, the locker is, it lives a suffix. There also, since the people are in the chotzer, and now the wall fell down on 1 of them, so we don't know which one. Also, pshit, it remains a doubt. It's a sofik. Is it a Jew or a goy? There's no achro. So pshit, you're allowed to save the person on Shabbos. What do I need a chiddush for? The kavua usually the case is, let's say there are 10 butcher stores there, and you know 9 of them sell treif, and 1 of them sell kosher. So if you go into one, or the opposite way, let's say 9 of them sell kosher, and 1 of them sell treif, and you go into one of the store, and you don't know which one you went into, the lachrish, you're not allowed to eat the meat. Because since all the stores are stationary, you're going into them, that's called kavua. Kavua is always called kamach, so it remains a pure suffix. Now the suffix, you're right, so you have to go to chumra. Here also, if you have 9 goyim there and 1 Jew, since they're staying still, then the wall is falling on top of them, so they're kavua, they're stationary. It has the din of a suffix. So pshita, by suffix nefoshos, you could be doing a Shabbos.
So what's Shmuel's chiddush that you don't go after Rav by pikuach nefesh? So Gemara says loitzricha de porish lechatz acheres. I tell you in a case where they all went, all these 10 people in one chatzar, they moved into another chatzar. So since they're moving, that's called 90, they're moving around. They're not stationary anymore. So now the time I would have thought to say that called the parish. Meruba parish, usually the klal is, when something comes out, then we say, what is this thing that came out? It came out of the rive. Like usually we have this case of 10 butcher stores. And let's say 9 of them sell kosher, and 1 of them sell treif. And now you found a piece of meat outside the stores on the floor. So this meat came out of one of the stores. We don't know from which store it came out from. That's the klal, called the parish, meruba parish. It came out, where did it come from? From the rav. So in such a case, you're allowed to eat the meat. So we have a right to say it came from the rav. So here also, since all these people now are moving, and the wall fell down on top of one of them, so the question, who is this person? So I would have thought to go bust a rav and say, he's from the majority. And since here you have 9 goyim, so I should say the person is a goy, and therefore you're not allowed to be mechal Shabbat to save a goy. Kamash malon, that's Shmuel's chiddush now. To lay holcha b'pikuach nefesh achar rav. You know, by pikuach nefesh, to save a person, as long as there's any little doubt that maybe he's a Jew, even though it's only a meat, and usually we don't listen to the meat, we go after the rav, but for pikuach nefesh, no. We go after the meat also. You don't listen to the rav, but we have a doubt, maybe that the person's a Jew, and you're allowed to save him. So that was Shmuel's chiddush. Amar Yehuda Amar Shmuel. For the Gemara Eini, it's not like that. He said not like that. For Yomer Rabasi, Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Rabasi said over the name of Rabbi Yochanan that Tisha Kusim, if you have 9 goyim, the Yisrael Echot B'yaseh Chotzer, and you have one Jew in that Chotzer, is Mefakhin. So in that Chotzer itself, if a wall fell down on one of them, since they're Kavua, they're stationary, they're staying still, so that was a locha before, it has a din of Machza Machzas, like a Sufik, and therefore since it's a good doubt, maybe he's a Jew, of course you're allowed to save him on Shabbos. What about the Chotzer Acheretz? Let's say these people now walked out of this yard and went into another yard. They're walking now. So since they're walking, we said a svara, it's like moving. It's 90. Is then the locher is ein mafakhin, ein achanami. Then you do go bus arrive, and you're not allowed to save the person. In case we have 9 goyim and 1 Jew, and they started to walk, and while they're walking away, a wall falls on one of them, here Rabbi Yochanan said, you're not allowed to save the person, because you go bus arrive. Rav tells us that he's a guy, you're not allowed to be Mechal Shabbos to save him. So, Chorus Estira, here you see, you do go Basel Rav. And Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel said, you don't go Basel Rav. So, my answer is like Kasha. No, I'll tell you, there's no Kasha, even though it's not such a Kasha. It's only Rabbi Yosef, and this was Rasi. And even though a different man, the Yomim, it's not such a big Kasha. No? Still, the more I say, Chorus Estira, the two dinim here are Mechuluk, one and the other. So, Mara says, no, like Kasha. I tell you, ha de parish kulhu, ha de parish mitzasayu. It depends. If all 10, Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel, it says we don't go bus arrive, it's talking about where all 10 people left this yard and started to walk into the next yard. So since all 10 of them walked into the next yard, and the next yard you also have Vada Yejew. The Jew Zich left that first chotzer and went into the second one. So if Gaita says chazik, that there is a Jew here. So even though you should go bus arrive to say since they're moving now, the wall fell on from the rav, a guy, that was Shmuel's chiddush. No, that since there's a vaday Jew in this chotzer now, we have to have a suffix. Maybe it's a Jew. You're allowed to be mechal Shabbos. But when there's a vatsi omer Rabbi Yechon and say you're not allowed to save the person, the parish miktasayu. That means only, let's say, 5 of them left the first chotzer and walked into another chotzer. So you have 5 people now walking into the new chotzer, and in the new chotzer a wall falls on one of them. There you go bus arrive and say, since the people that are moving, most probably they're from the rave, and since there are 9 goyim here, most probably he's a guy. So if the wall falls on him, they're not allowed to be mechal Shabbos for him. And here it's better than the first case, because here only 5 left the first chatzir. There are still 5 people left in the first chatzir. So it's possible to say, where is the Jew? It could be the Jew is still in the first chatzir. Maybe he didn't leave it. Maybe he's from the first 5. You only know 5 people left and went into the second chotzer. So when the wall falls down on the second chotzer, we have 2 strikes against us. Like, first of all, we should go bus arrive. Since they're moving now, the cloud is called the parish, meruba parish. So we should say, who got hit by the wall? A guy got hit, so you can't save him. And here also, even if you look at these 5 people in this chotzer now, you don't have the right to say any one of them is a vade Jew. it could very well be that the Jew was still in the first chatzar, he never left it. So that's the difference. When all 10 people leave the first chatzar and go into the second one, so again we know for sure there's a Jew here. So even though there should be a din of roiv, since they're moving, we should say the wall fell on one from the roiv, fell on a guy, that's Shmuel's Chiddush, no. By pikuach nefesh, it's a suffix, maybe the Jew was hurt, you're allowed to save him. But in the next case, where we don't even know the Jew is here, it could be the Jew is still in the first chatzar, then you don't go basar roiv. Then we do go basar roiv to say that it's a guy that's under the wall, and you don't have a right to save him. Is it true that Shmuel said like this, that you don't go boss the rave, you go the coolie, you're allowed to save the person? We learned like this. What's going to be Motzah Bar Tinek Mushlach? You found a kid in the middle of the street. Walking in Los Angeles down Wilshire, you find a kid. You don't know if this kid's a Jew or a guy. What's the halacha? Im Rav Kusim. If most of the people live in that neighborhood, go down that street, Kusi. We never mind then, he's also a guy. In Rav Yisrael, if most of the people live on that street, go down that street, are Jews, then Yisrael. We say the kid is also a Jew. What about Machza Machza? 50-50. Half of the people living there are Goyim. Half of them are Jews. Then we say also Yisrael. But then the kid, we have to be knowing like Yisrael. We'll soon see if exactly which halach is we're talking about. Now, the Yom Rav, Lo Yishonu Ela Lahach Yosei. Rav says we're only talking about saving the person. Lahach Yosei. So Rashi says, Leshonu, the Imroiv Yisrael, Michaskin Leli Yisrael, that we say if most people living around there are Jews, so we say this kid is also a Jew, Elach Yosef. We're only talking about saving the person. If it's a question to be Mechal Shabbos for him or not, you're allowed to save him. Yes, we know money is a Jew, Menasofig, and you have a right to save him. Abu Liachsoi Loi. But to make him from Yuchis, to say that, let's say, it's a girl, and a Kohen wants to marry her, so a Kohen is only allowed to marry a Miuchis, a Kohen can't marry him. But then we wouldn't say, go bust the rave to say he's Israel. If it was a girl that you found, a little girl, she want to tell me now, she a Kohen mutabo, that a regular Kohen would be allowed to marry her, then we don't go bust the rave. Even in cases we don't have doubts that the kid is not Sufi. Now Sufi means, it sounds like he's a mamzer, that the parents don't want him, and they left him in the street. There are certain simonim to say that, that they didn't take care of him at all. Let's say no, the kid was put down nicely, mashma the parents cared about him. They didn't just throw him away. Still, for Yichus, for a Kohen can't marry her. V'yafagav, Rashi said last line, V'yafagav derov Yisrael Maila, even though rov them are Yisraelim, so we should say she's a Jew, and she should be mutter to Kohen, still Rashi says, my loss of Yuchsin. There's a special din midrabona that for Yuchsin, who a Kohen can get married to, we have to know like 100%. The bin in Shrei Ruby. You have to have two type of roles to say she's a kosher Jew. Can you mean a b'ksubis? That's a sugi in the morning ksubis. So that's Rav Din. That when do we say if the most people around there are Jews, the kid is also a Jew? That's only to save him on Shabbos, on Chal Shabbos. Avol Yachsa, to give her a din, a Jew that a Kohen can marry her, we don't say. Loi. Shmuel says,